Okay. Today is Saturday, July 25th.
Yes.
And it's about 5 minutes to two, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Jacqueline Wright.
Turner Wright. Mm-hmm. I don't have a middle name, so I use my maiden name.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a little information first. I'll just ask you some questions, mm-hmm. and you can give me the information.
And if the phone rings, I won't answer because they can always
go to the
message thing.
Well, mm-hmm. we can make accommodations.
No, it's not necessary.
Okay.
I can call people back or they can call me again.
Okay. You live at 2321 Waltham?
Mm-hmm. Waltham Road.
Uh-huh.
Or okay. Circle. It's really supposed to be Circle for this little cul-de-sac.
It makes it really nice.
Mm-hmm, but I still say road because on the opposite side, that's the road.
Right.
Right in here is Circle.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, you don't have to answer this next mm-hmm. question if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. What is your date of birth?
December 1st,
1930. Oh, okay. I'm a December child, too. Mine's uh-huh. the 9th.
December 1st. Oh, yours is the 9th.
Right, mine's
yes,
the 9th.
Okay.
And where were you born?
Forest City, Arkansas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
50 miles from Memphis, I believe.
Okay. When did you come to Wisconsin?
When I was 4 years old to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah. And you came to Madison?
1958.
Okay. And that was really at a time when, mm-hmm. after you had gotten married.
Yes.
Okay.
I was married in 51.
Okay. I'm going to get to that a little later.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1951.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband's name was James.
James C. Wright.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did you get married?
In Milwaukee at St. Mark's AME Church.
Oh, okay.
I was a Methodist like you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so you must have gone to school in Milwaukee.
For grade school and high school, but I met my husband in college at Wilberforce University.
In Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Senior, Wilberforce, Ohio.
So you went to school there about when?
2 years, in 49, 50, and 51, 2 years. I went 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Left in 51.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't finish.
Okay. Neither one of you finished?
Yeah, my husband.
But he finished here.
He finished his seminary at Wilberforce, but he couldn't graduate because his mother and father both had taken ill and he had to go home. Then he came back here.
Okay.
That's why we came in 58, so he could finish his degree.
Okay.
At the University of Wisconsin.
Okay. And when was he born?
He was born 1925 or 6, I think.
Okay.
He was 5 years older than I am, so you can check that.
And where was he born?
He was born in Camden, South Carolina.
Boy, he came a long ways to go to school.
Mm-hmm. And he went to Wilberforce because he liked the president of that college. He was well known in philosophy and religion. But he went a couple of years at Virginia Union before going to Wilberforce.
Oh, near the Norfolk area?
Yeah, in Norfolk, Virginia, mm-hmm. in Virginia.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make certain we're just kind of doing like we're supposed to be
okay.
doing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you went to grade school and high school in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
What high school did you graduate from?
Lincoln High School.
Oh, that's the one. Actually, I understand that's where the majority of
the
black kids went
during those years. That lived in the inner city. Lived in the inner city.
Right.
And it's now closed
Have
down.
Have they really?
Oh, yes. They closed it years ago.
And your mother and your father. Now, I remember you hearing you, well, I know she lived here for a while.
Yes.
What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Gerdine Turner.
Like G-E-R?
Uh-huh. G-E-R-D-I-N-E.
Okay.
Turner. And my father's name was Sedalia Turner.
Okay.
That's really...
Yeah, you better...
S-E-D-A... S-E-D-A-L-I-A. Sedalia.
Okay. I'm glad you... Spelled those
there
for
is
me.
A Sedalia, Missouri, or something. I think
there's a town named Sedalia. And were you an only child?
Yes, only child.
That's what I thought.
Yes, I'm an only child. Yeah. My mother had three children, but two died. One died stillbirth, and one died, after a few months of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the oldest.
Oh, you were the oldest of the three, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Have you ever worked outside of the home?
Yes, I was a beautician. We had.
That's right, I do.
We had a beauty shop. The Style and Grace was the shop that my husband built, and it was called Jackie's Beauty Shop and Jimmy's Barber Shop at that time.
I remember that. Wasn't it on Mount?
We had a beauty shop on Mount Street with Smitty's
right.
Barber Shop.
But that
and
was
then
a...
we had to move because of the they relocated people because they were improving the neighborhood on Mound Street and West Washington.
Right.
And so we moved on Gilson Street.
Right.
And he built a beauty shop.
Okay.
My husband did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was called Jackie's Beauty Shop and
Jimmy's Barber Shop.
Jimmy's Barber Shop.
He was a barber also.
Right.
His father was a barber in Camden, South Carolina.
Right.
And then all the brothers were barbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So about how long did you do that?
I'd say I did that about in the beauty shop business, I guess at least about 15 years. I had to stop, and I'm not really sure of the years. I may be mistaken on that.
But that's okay.
I had to retire from that because of severe arthritis.
Mm.
Dr. Calloway, well, you remember Dr. Calloway?
I do.
He's the one that discovered my severe osteoarthritis and said eventually I would be in a wheelchair, but due to the knee replacements and hip replacements and all that kept me from being in a wheelchair.
Mm.
Kept me mobile.
Right.
So I had, because I was always in severe pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were to describe what your principal activities and interests are.
Now? Oh, no. Or then? Or any
ever.
Time. Okay. My interest is, I'd say, if I had completed college, I would have become a social worker or either a grade school teacher. My interest was with children and social work, social things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's still that today.
That's what I was thinking. It's pretty much what you
volunteer and do now.
Yeah.
I love meeting new people and having people, not only for me to help, but I enjoy people helping me.
That's
the things
good.
I need.
Now, I know you have one child.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Dina Wright and Coleman Wright.
Okay. Yeah. Dina spelled D-E-E-N-A?
D-E-A-N-A.
Okay.
D-E-A-N-A.
Uh-huh.
Right. And my son is named Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-O-N.
O-N.
O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. N.
Uh-huh.
C-O-L-M-O-N.
And
right.
Can you give me the birth dates and where they were born?
Okay, my daughter was born 1957, and my son was born 1960.
Mm-hmm.
1957 and 1960. And they both are adopted, if you want to put that down.
Okay. But they were born in Madison, maybe?
My daughter was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
And my son was born here in Madison.
Okay.
And really, Coleman is an offspring from Attorney Barbie. You remember Attorney Barbie?
His niece had
a baby, and she gave the baby up for adoption.
Okay, so it's Lloyd Barbie's
niece. I just
found
that out, you know, lately after, you know, after he was born and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But my daughter's heritage, I don't know anything about. All I know is she was born in the medical school of Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. I got this information. When was your mother's born, and where was she born?
My mother was born in Mississippi. I'm trying to think. Oh, let me see if I have it there.
That's okay.
But I know Mississippi.
And where was your dad born?
He was born in New Albany, Mississippi.
Okay. And you don't, do you happen to remember when he was born?
Oh, yes, he was born. Okay, they were 20 years older than I am. So, and I'm 78.
Uh-huh.
So you can figure that
so
out.
So they were born about 1910?
Yes, I'd say that. Both of them, because they both were...
They were the same age?
Yes, my father was a month older than my mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they would be 98 today if they were living.
Right. That's probably about right. And your I know your mother... must have outlived your dad because you had her here.
Yes, right.
So,
yeah, I took care of her because she was blind and double amputee from diabetes.
Yeah.
And I kept her for 12 years. And he took care of her 12 years, you know, prior to that, my father did.
Oh, so she was suffering with it a long time.
For losing her sight and amputated legs. But very, very jovial, and it didn't bring her into a negative thinking.
Well, you know, I vaguely remember.
And she was Eastern Star and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
My father was a Mason, but he wasn't as active as she was.
Just active and animated.
Yeah, she was. Everyone loved her.
It's always good to have parents that... when you have memories of them, they continue to...
And I always remember going to Beloit seeing Thelma Bannister and Peter and her sister, Inez.
I didn't know.
What's it? The Givens.
I do know the Givens.
Robert Givens was her sister's husband.
Okay, I know them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. You know
Clarence and... Covell and
Clausel
and Ovell.
Fanny.
Or
Nanny.
Nanny. They called her that, but her name was
Floyd.
Floyd. Yeah, she and I didn't keep
She's still there.
Now. Yes, we talk now.
Oh, good.
Every once in a while, she'll call me.
Oh, good.
I'll call her.
Well, let me just tell you what I want to do is kind of spend a little time just talking about your experiences.
Okay.
And I know they're related to your husband, but I think...
Not as much. I mean, he was the dedicated one.
Right, he did a lot of that kind of stuff.
Now it's more but of a you, background there, person.
You had a life, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes.
And just like you said a little earlier, you said that you really, when you look back, you think of the things like always doing things with children and
providing
volunteer services and that kind of thing.
Assisting anybody if they help them look for apartments or help them to get jobs or it's anything that they needed some assistance for somebody to go along and help.
Okay. Now you said that you met your husband at Wilberforce. Do you remember how that meeting took place?
Yes. When I met my husband, I was 18, and he was 5 years older. But he was a distinguished bald person. Still, he was bald early. And when I first arrived at Wilberforce, early in the morning, and during those times, we took the train to places where we wanted to travel. And I can remember I had gotten to Wilberforce, and they placed me at the office of admission with my luggage to wait for someone to come assist me and get me with a dorm room and all of this. He came into the building because it must have been around 8 or 9 in the morning, and underneath that building is where they had the cafeteria for breakfast and lunch and all that. And he came in and was looking at the announcement bulletin on the wall. And he smoked a pipe, and he had a pipe, wasn't lit, but it was in his mouth, and he was looking over announcements that was on the bulletin board, because he had just gotten there. That was the beginning of a semester, and he had, must have arrived a few days before I did to attend that school. And I said, well, that must be a professor in my mind, because he was bald and he looked older. And distinguished looking and dressed. He always dressed up. He always was, I don't care what day it was, a Saturday, he was always in a nice suit and polished. And well, you can tell he took time to pick out his look for that day. And I just said, oh, that must be one of the professors like that. And then I didn't see him anymore for a few days. And as I had gotten into the school, in my dorm and everything, after you have your lunch or dinner, then you take a little walk over to the student union, which we call the stub. And I was on my way out of my dormitory going to the stub. And my husband and a few other men, young men, were standing around in a group talking. And as I passed, my husband, which we call Jimmy, stop me, and you know, to say hello, you know, how they want to meet the girls, you know. So they were on a question, discussing a question, can you be romantic? It was so crazy, you know, they were in philosophy and all this stuff, trying to be intelligent. Can you be romantic without having a romance? And he come and said, let's see if she knows this answer. Stupid. I said, oh yes, I think you can be romantic without having romance, because you can play the game like anybody else. So they said. And so they chatted a little while. And then the next time he saw me walking, and I don't think it was that day, he asked me, would you like to take a stroll? And you know, I grew up in the inner city of Milwaukee. What we call ghetto, and the lifestyle is so different. And Jimmy was brought up in a middle-class family who went to a private school and was taught etiquette. And, you know, just different from what the way I was taught. I just, you know, my mother taught me right, but I didn't exaggerate the way he would exaggerate things. And he said, would you like to take a stroll? I said, is this man from England? Whoever heard, you know, being from being from Milwaukee, and most of my time was on Walnut Street. If you ever heard Walnut Street?
I have.
And I laughed to myself, take a stroll. And I, you know, knowing movies and reading a book, that was a phrase that English people would say. And I said, okay, yes, I'll go for a walk or something. So that's how, and every evening after dinner hour, we would take a stroll, and that's how we got to really know each other.
That was just the
And see, with Wilberforce, there was the church school, and then that was the state school.
Mm-hmm.
And years before we went there, it was all one Wilberforce school.
Okay.
But the AME Methodist conference borrowed money from the state of Ohio to build buildings for their campus.
Mm-hmm.
So they borrowed money. And but when they couldn't pay it back, the state took all those beautiful buildings back and started their own school, which called Central State, and it's still today. And the only thing that divided the land or the buildings was a little ravine.
Okay.
One side of the ravine was Wilberforce University, and you could just go across the sidewalk in this little ravine space with a little water or something, if I can remember, was Central State.
Okay.
So Central State students, when they would court or want to see their loved ones, they would exchange places where they would meet or walk into. The Central State children, students, would go over to Wilberforce University and hang out there to be with, you know, each other. And the Wilberforce students go over to Central, you know, just
right,
over
back
there.
And forth.
Yes, like that.
Now, you were at Wilberforce, and
yeah,
Jimmy
Wilberforce.
Was at Wilberforce.
Yeah, both of us, we were at Wilberforce. We weren't at Central State. And that's what always hurt me, because being being a Methodist, I can remember my grandmother saving her money, sending it to the conference for the schools. There, I knew where the schools were, most of them. There was Wilberforce, and then there was Allen in Columbia, South Carolina, and then some other schools. And I can remember my grandmother being such a staunch Methodist and just so crazy about the education for people. She would just save money and give it to the minister to give to the bishop, and the bishop was supposed to send it to the schools. And when I got to Wilberforce, and the building was old and